Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori, delivering your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, the trusted name in personal and business insurance. Let's dive into the balanced, informative, and relevant stories from the Australian insurance sector last week. In consumer insurance news, you may have heard about a local homeowner's ill-fated bid to hold broker Aon answerable for advice about emergency tree removal coverage. After a storm, the insurance claim for tree clearing was denied as per the policy terms. It wasn't covered unless there was property damage. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, commonly referred to as the AFCA, tersely dismissed the homeowner's attempt to blame Aon. They ruled Aon was merely conveying the insurer's details without misleading intent. Any lessons for us? Understand your insurance contracts carefully, folks. The sustainability drumbeat sounded loudly in the global financial sector, with insurance companies leading the charge, as shown by Capgemini's latest sustainability transformation trends. Financial services, including insurance and retail banking, saw their sustainability index surge by 30 points, outstripping even the healthcare and energy sectors. And guess who stood out on the podium? It's Australia. Our country notched up an impressive score of 120, leaving giants like the United Kingdom, United States, and Germany trailing. The report underlines the finance sector's pivotal role in embracing a greener tomorrow through business strategies that balance carbon reduction with cost effectiveness. New wind blows in the Scholastic insurance arena as well. 360 Underwriting Solutions has introduced an innovative product called 360 School Fee Protect, offering a sturdy financial cushion to independent schools against unpaid fees due to job loss, disability, or accidental death. Pioneered by Johnny Marchant and backed by Lloyd's Syndicate 4444, managed by Canopius Managing Agents, the product delivers a strategic safety net, ensuring a stable education environment amidst financial uncertainties. Travel insurance puzzles were back in the limelight as well. A traveler claimed $6,300 after his bag with luxury items was stolen during an overseas trip. Initially, HDI Global Specialty declined the claim, arguing that the policy did not cover unattended items. The plot, however, twisted. Australian Financial Complaints Authority objected, deeming HDI's definition as overly narrow. The case, as described by Insurance Business Magazine, gives us some food for thought regarding the need for transparency in insurance agreements. And that's the wrap for this week. For more updates and assistance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, I'm Paige Estrotori, serving you the top stories from the industry every week. Stay informed, stay prepared.